Very nice. No, State of Copa. Yes, this is. Welcome to the land of opportunity. Gopher Space is a small, no gold seekers are interested in the free realm of intellectual prosperity is what you find here. Even if it is just a small project, you can just do it and no one hinders you. Unlike the web. On the other side, the web takes your freedom. It is overregulated. People will sue you for being too creative. Who wants that? It's a dying system. So, welcome to the land of adventures. That's Gopher. Come in, lonely wanderer. No special skill is required to be a Gopher Hulk owner or just a Gopher Space citizen. Just be yourself. Yes, be yourself. Look at that meme. Fly around, have fun, do what you like. This works as expected. Do not spy on you. Do not hate you like web browsers. If you want to leave, you can leave. No data will be left behind and make you problems in the future in case you change your mind. Nothing will hinder your future. It's up to you to join. Help others. Find the treasure of your life. So welcome to the land of comradeship. Without personal interest and just the good of the Gopher Space in mind, mostly you will find comrades. People who tell you the truth but are helpful and do not want bad from you. Join a community you like with a mindset that fits to you, depending on your interests or if you want to find new interests. Or find your own community. Everything's possible. Come on in and feel a better life. Welcome to Gopher Space. So here are some stats. Thankfully to INJ, who is writing his quarry, we will talk a bit more about quarry and some extensions I'm proposing. We now have the host number, which is 398 hosts active. Some selectors, images, audio. He's not indexing everything, it's just indexing the but it's a good stats and that it's not just some hobbyists, it's really big. I mean, try to look at all 96,000 selectors on your own. It takes some time. Then Gopher Lawn has increased to 11 new entries. There's a long to-do list I still have to work on, and the pandemic took it away. But I will talk about Lawn too and my plans for it. So more non-Bitrise services have gone online, like the Quarry. Quarry's proposal for search engine, or rather it's layers. Like I proposed with Eomidi and my previous talks, it has several layers. So you have one crawler, you have a file format, what I will talk about, which you can use for interchange, and it's pretty much used. So, but the next slides will tell you more. And we have a Gutenberg front end for books, which is what we are actively using in Bitrise Books to see or propose books you can read. They are all free. They are all in TXT files. You can look at them without using any web, easily on whatever machine you like, on your old computer, over modem line. It's intellectual property without any JavaScript. It's so easy. You can use Unix tools on it. It's beautiful. Well, Putchop is asking, where's my EPUB, bro? Putchop, you're on Gopher Space. Services we use every day, and they're pretty much used. Just repeating them for people who first see the state of Gopher. We have Gopherpedia. It's a direct translation of Wikipedia. I mean, so everything is TXT. You have the direct information. You don't see the images. If you wanted to see the images, you can go there. But it's a fast summary, and it's just one request. It's one Gopher request, and you have all the information. And look at how many requests Wikipedia is doing and how much tracking it is doing. Or if they have some donation banner to have some more food and a bigger Ferrari for their management and CEO, see how much resources is wasted just for telling you some text, for giving you text and displaying it. Then there's YouTube search front end written by Evil Bob. Thank you very much. So for searching, you don't need to use YouTube. Then you use MPV or whatever you like to just display a video. Because have you ever looked at the YouTube interface on the web? Have you seen that? If you want to vomit, look at it. The Lawn index, of course, is there. This is more our approach for indexing and using human moderation. ADC is asking who's running Gopherpedia and Gopher S. Actually, I haven't looked at it, who's running it. But that's a good thing to look out and ask for Gopher S support. ADC, maybe you'll find the guy who's running it. I'm just using Gopherpedia. It works. I never asked a question because it's public information. There's no need for Gopher S, for me at least. but would be good to have the support. Then we have Veronica 2 Search. It's the old search engine. It has some flaws, but thankfully it's maintained. And that's what I also want to talk about. It's about competition, and competition giving us new ideas and bringing Gopher forward. Then Gopher activity. So we have the mailing list. I will hold a presentation about the cancellation issue. I mean, some people haven't heard about it. Sadly, mostly that. We have some problems with moderation. Then I got cancelled. I mean, there was just one person regularly sending something. That was me with some funny stuff and Bitrise news. And this seems to have annoyed people who think that it's a kindergarten where we have to look out for children and their opinion, and that they don't see dicks and penises. I really don't understand it. I mean, it's about Gopher and technology and mature people and a hobbyist project. But maybe I was on the wrong side. So now it's split up. It's just people asking if some proxy shouldn't flood someone, and the rest is dead. So then we have IRC channels. We have Gopher Project and Liberator chat, because that's mostly all people who move from Freenode. But this is official. They are the most active people. On Freenode, there's still some people left, but it's... I mean, the thing is, you could have many lurkers in your channel, but if it's dead, you need content. You need cool people who bring other new people. Just people sitting there with their old BNCs, because if you have really people with an old BNC they haven't used for years, really, they haven't used it for years, and why are still there? Then on SDF is a Gopher channel, because SDF, of course, they host Gopher. There's not much happening there. And there's Gopher and Tilde. This is really inactive. So actually, it's Gopher Project and Bitrush. That's my summary. The rest is most people who move to other chat systems, but I find them irrelevant. It's like doing Gopher over the web, discussing Gopher extensions on the web. This doesn't make sense to me. Then we have the Flogosphere. There's Mukupona, the Flog aggregator. There's so much happening. I don't really have time to look at all of it, but you find new servers. It's for example, good for INJ to find new servers for the quarry. There's really good content of all different kind of interests. Just look at it. Yeah, yes, poor job. I will talk about the Gemini stuff. Then go for protocol changes. Yes, there are still changes. We have pushed forward the TLS proposal to just check for the first byte and then use TLS. Parasite will talk about this in his talk. And hopefully this will end the endless discussions of using a different port, of using some protocol extension, some headers, or whatever, to completely change Gopher. It's about making a small change to bring it to modernity, and that's why I made this simple proposal. You just have to implement it. That was the problem of all other proposals we had before. People proposed it, said it's the best proposal, but no one really made an effort in implementing it and using it, and that's how you succeed. Then we are working on the Gopher query and a sitemap proposal for robots.txt. On the other slides we'll show more details to bring the information forward and make the lawn more usable. So the Gopher query. There's the Git repository. INJ, thank you for developing it. It's already a crawler indexer, a search front end, and a sitemap generator. Why sitemaps? But first, EOMIDI, that's my proposal. This is written in Python, query is written in Perl. Yes, poor job in Perl. But it's all a bit stalled. It's a big effort, because just search, it looks easy to just write a crawler, but when you come to the problem, it's not that easy. It's really not that easy. And hopefully, actually, we're working good together. I'm working with INJ and my ideas of EOMIDI and interchanging formats to make it like not a big blob like Google, but layers. So people can easily like take everything that's crawled, the information, and add their own algorithm. Like you can throw everything into your Elasticsearch, or use or whatever cluster you like, or whatever AI algorithm, and then use this for the better of the Gopher community. So different front ends. It's easy possible. So there shouldn't be big resources used for your new genius idea. That you shouldn't crawl the whole Gopher space just with which pandemic? ADC is asking which pandemic. No ADC, it's the systemd pandemic. So here's about Gopher sitemaps. So this is, I mean, if anyone has seen the development of the lawn, this is the new layout we're using. Like you have type, which is one. This was something I have to change in lawn already because this was a string. Then you have the selector, host, link name, description, and you can have multi-line. Oh, there's a formatting error. The description. So if you have like a simple MIME, if the first line, if the line begins with white space, then this is an extension of the value of the header you had before. That is simple for long descriptions. Then there you have the sitemap generator. And why do we have this idea of sitemaps? First of all, we have a hobbyist proposal here. This is no professional corporate stuff. Then we have really old Gopher servers which are running on really old hardware, and some are proposing big big data repositories. But yet now, if you a crawler would all the time hammer it with requests, then people couldn't use it. So the proposal is first the robots.txt, so you can easily say, don't go further in my Gopher hole, I don't want this. And now with the sitemaps, you have to think, you tell the crawler how we should see your Gopher hole. So if you just say, this is my front, I only want one selector, which is my front, but you add some nice description, which is easier to use, because parsing some Gopher holes is not that easy. And now the sitemap is the purpose to, this is how it should look like in the lawn. So you propose this, and then it is reused in the crawler, it is reused in the lawn, because it's the same file format. It gives you more freedom, and it doesn't force you into something. EvoBob saying, Poorchop is asking, do Gopher CGI scripts have the same issue at Web CGI, like spawning a new process for each? Poorchop, no. The CGI thing was solved in GeoMidi, for example. We have a simple request, and through the simple request, you have a fast answer. And by having a fast answer, you solve most problems of CGI on the web. Like, you don't need fast CGI because your logic is already small. You scale easily. And first, when you really have like 10,000 of parallel Gopher users, yeah, I get that, then you need to scale in some other way. And then you have other problems. So that's the theory behind it. Is it cloud scale? Cloud scale, this is the truth. Cloud is just a server of someone else. So there's no cloud. Then the sitemaps and robots.txt. So for showing the sitemaps, we just want to make it like that. A crawler goes to a Gopher hole, requests the root, and it gets back a menu. This is defined in the RFC. And the second is it requests the robots.txt. So first of all, this is like if you have some Gopher proxy, then this will be used for the crawlers. And on the other side, it also is for crawlers on Gopher. And there you I have this proposal of sitemap.zip. And in the sitemap.zip, why zip? Zip because of checksums. We have a problem of checksums over Gopher. There's the sitemap files and allowed selectors, which is you easily tell the crawler what should you request next. And further known servers, this is like peer-to-peer, so when you know some server which should be crawled with your friend or in your network, just add it. And this is just for helping the crawler, so it's more like friendly entities on our IEC network. Then next topic is Tildeverse. Tildeverse is quite, as Poorchop said, they're going more toward Gemini, depending on where you're from. And it reduced a bit of their Tildeverse accesses, but they have many Gopher servers too. It's It's more like the software supports Gopher too, so it's automatically done. Then we have many Bitrise services, and I mean, I had a state of Bitrise yesterday. This is what we do as community. We add something when there's some fun, like the Ideas project. This was Mozilla Ideas, where they had some really complex thing done by the management to get ideas. So if you go to the Bitrise Ideas project, which is just /ideas, the bitrise.org, as menu, there's an easy description of 7 steps how to get an idea into Bitrise. Then we have intellectual porn. This is actually was for fun for the mailing list. We had to had some person really laughing about it, but the other people were rather this American style. I don't like porn. And then we have Bitrise TV. There will be a separate talk about it because it's giving a new dimension to Gopher of media and constant media streams. So we are replacing YouTube slowly and television. Then Mime services, of course. We have Mime interchange formats. We have Mime cache. It's the biggest cache in Gopher space. Yeah, Bitrise has the biggest meme cache. Sometimes I think we have a bigger meme cache than some other websites. It's more organized, it's easier to use. I mean, everyone could use it easily. Just take the meme stats from Anna and reference our Gopher meme space. It's so easy, really easy. Then we have the lawn, of course. Then we have our friendless network. This is the counter proposal to Facebook. There you have no friends at all, because if you're on Facebook, of course you have no friends. You only have virtual people who like you. Well, that's not actually there I can tell something, because I'm a doctor. My theory of this pandemic is that while people are only online, they lost their way of seeing humans, because we have a natural neural network in our head where we adapt to human expressions, and by only communicating through machines, we got less human. So now you have people who are just shouting around, who lost their values, who just, I want this, and if I don't get this, I will call the police, without any human interaction you learn as a normal person. And this is what the friendless network represents. It's the end stage of web social networking. Then we have the Snowman project, which is to promote Snowman, because we don't have enough Snowman on Gopher Space. Then you have the Onion initiative. It's working. You have many Onion holes. You can use Tor for Gopher. You can use Tor for Bitrise. It's just a normal citizen for people to support the Onion. Not like on the web where you have Cloudflare and Cloudflare hates you. Then you're separate. But in Gopher, you're a good citizen. No one hates you. It's just how you are. You like anonymity. Your thing. Then we have the Meme University, so get your meme degree so you can easily be Dr. Meme something, and then you easily get into politics or whatever your goal is. The thing is, the Meme University degree, it can't be fooled. You can't cheat there, because it's already cheating. Yeah. Then we have the Dance Academy, which was opened for Saturday or Sunday, when we will celebrate our 5 years. Then of course we have our XMR strip club, first strip club on Gopher Space without restrictions. Then the tutorials project. It's not that boring. We have some really good reference on tutorials. Then the FLA movement, of course, which is that people should respect FLA even more. I hope I'm spelling it correct. FLA is it how I would spell it in German. Then the penis extension service, which I was talking about, free penis extensions for everyone. Bitrise online for trial code, so when you still have some Gopher Bitrise online one-line CDs lying around for getting online, this is the space for you. Then the kiosk, of course, no one has an excuse for not having a Gopher access, like the Ad Cloud. Then of course more is extended. It depends on the fun, and depends on what shit is done on the web and in systemd and whatever. Then I'm just making a counter proposal. People laugh about it, we add it. In the end, we don't know what we are all running, but since it's Gopher, you don't add any security hole. Like if you put some Wikipedia or MediaWiki or whatever on a web server, you know it's a shithole of security problems. But here it's just a static TXT file with no problem. Then they go for LAWN. The LAWN has been reworked internally. We first had these static text files which were not easy to edit. And it's more like the sitemaps. Like you see in the types, I have to change link and telnet to original and menu item types, and it's completely compatible to the query. And this is how we this should reduce the maintenance we need to use. And the goal in the end is to have the query write some sitemap and then reuse the sitemap as some input with manual filtering to add it to the LAWN. That's my goal. And as you see, the only difference is that you have some line separator, but that's easy to filter out in every parser for the LAWN format. So categories are now automatically generated. If you add some, it will be on the front page. Before that, you had to manually edit the front page. Subcategory is something I'm working on, but the problem is subcategories, they can easily be doubled, and this makes things not that navigable anymore. You will end up with concepts like tags, so more like the information reduction to some categories is my goal, so it's easier to maintain. Changes are posted on GoForLawn, new proposals are posted there, so moderators, whoever wants to work on the LAWN, please join GoForLawn, Bitrash LAWN on our IRC network. And you can easily help, because everything's in one Git repository, everything's public, no hidden stuff, just send us the patch and you're done. Then go for tutorials. Actually, it's a bit sleepy there, but see this, there's one link on my pages. Someone really reposted our introduction beginners tutorial and said it's very good. Nice, very good. I think Joshua or someone wrote it. And as you see, it works. So we should motivate us a bit more to writing more tutorials, because this has a long time effect. People see us as an authority in Bitrash because we are developing Gopher. We are holding this presentation and this conference. So people will look for us and what we are presenting and see this as an authority. And so they also look at our tutorials. So side notes, Gemini. Then Kiko, you were asking, what is the difference between Gopher and Gemini? Gopher seems more versatile than Gemini. So Gemini came a bit out of the discussion of extending Gopher. There were some hipsters on the Gopher mailing list, and they always asked for more metadata, for better formatting in the menus, for TLS in some strange way, for forms. They wanted to make Gopher that way. So I trolled them. Yeah, so I'm telling you the truth, that this is not a way of going for Gopher. So they went away, and one person then got for get Gemini. And Gemini is more like you always request TLS, then the TLS is mandatory, and then you have strange requests, and the request gives you back some pre-formatted text with a different link format. Look at it, it's written where there, it's not that long. It's heavier than Gopher, because there's no fight between Gemini and Gopher. It's just a different culture. Gopher is more for the old style hardcore people who want a static protocol. Gemini is more for the people coming from the web who don't like the hipster style but want some more flexibility, who can't grasp the history of Gopher. Portrop is saying he's got a fight between him and Gemini. Yes, get a hotel. Then the Gemini will not replace both, because all of them have a different goal. They want the maximum power to weight ratio. I don't know what they want to say. Maybe it's power ranges, and it takes user privacy very seriously. But there's one problem there. Because of the complexity of TLS and error messages, yes, that's what I want to talk about. They're adding too much metadata. because in Gopher everything is defined. You know what is sent there and what's coming back, and that's why Gopher is the best proposal for anyone who really wants to be anonymous on Tor. There's not like on the web where you have some strange browser interpreting JavaScript, giving away data of people who really have a different opinion and are living in a dictatorship. With Gopher, this is all gone just because of the technical superiority of Gopher. And data reduction, anonymity, this is a modern technological advantage which the web doesn't have anymore. It's just too bloated. So going for TLS, like they have this is about what I'm saying. We have different protocol proposals, and this is an idea I have for Gopher 2, which I'm now showing on the slides. This one. So instead of going for PKI and the mafia around certifications, it's saying that what I'm proposing, that TLS, and for example in SAC and so on, should be that you don't know any certificates. You go on a website, then it's printing you a footprint, and you tell, say, yes, I accept this certificate. Like in SSH, when you connect to some new server, it's asking you, do you like this fingerprint? Then it saves it, and then next time you connect, it will tell you, oh, this changed, or this is the same one. And this is a warning. So this is what I would like to see. So if Quink is watching, this is my idea of the Gopher S. So we have to get the users to be more intelligent. We don't want stupid users we hate, like on the web. Because TLS and PKI is just telling users, you are too stupid to care about your own security. That's what they are telling them, because they have some Mohammed Turkish Arabic small business in the side street of Damascus, which certifies that this website is good, and out of some family reason their root certificate is in Firefox, and so everyone trusts it. This is the current state of PKI in Firefox. I wouldn't trust it. So in Gemini, the problem is MIME types. It's not really thought out as I think it, but I'm looking at all of that. I'm looking at the specifications, how it develops, but maybe something they propose can be used in Gopher. So all protocols have their reason for existence, like web is for making money and spreading porn. Gopher is for the cool people, and other protocols are for other people. So let's talk about the Gopher future. The Gopher future is actually now. There's not really a big vision, because most stuff we have is now, and the rest is our creativity. We should use it for our everyday life. That's what I do. That's what Bitrefp uses too, because we watch memes on it. We exchange links. We use Gopher. Whatever you see on the web is now expressed as Anna in some Gopher version, and looking at this version easily convinces you that opening a big fat web browser which starts your Gentoo fans or your CPU fans easily is not worth it. So we have to keep this fun in it, and of course the history of Gopher is also keeping it alive, because we have so many resources. They might not easy to read, but they're interesting of the different generations and thinking we have there. So we have to keep the feeling of using something lean and fast. We have to get Gopher support everywhere. That's what we are working on, and TLS. Curl supports it, MPV supports it, FFmpeg supports it. And automatically, that just try it. Go to use your code or XMPC and add a Gopher URI. They're using MPV and FFmpeg in the background. If it's compiled right, you can use Gopher URIs on every television out there using Kodi. And the next thing is even proprietary systems use FFmpeg. If they forgot to turn on off Gopher, or never actually have a flag for that, you can use Gopher for media. You can watch the memes on it. We don't need a proxy anymore. That's where we are. We are spreading. It's like Linux and Android. Everyone is saying Windows is ruling the world. No. Linux is on the servers, Android, there are more sold machines with Linux than on Windows. It's just that you sit in front of the slavery machine made by Bill Gates. So we have to write more Gopher frontends, and this is for anonymity and privacy reasons, and of course, this is the new argument for for your environmental reasons. So usage summary. Always try to make your ideas come true on Gopher space. So if you have some idea, I want to connect this and this, it's a simple script. It's a simple bash script to get Gopher together. So, for example, INJ put his chickens on cam. We had fun on that. Chickens had fun too, until I ate them yesterday in my kimchi soup. That was really fattery, really, really, but I made it. And we have to keep the infrastructure and the logic so easy that new people can easily adapt to it. Then we come to questions and ideas. This is just for rethinking. So just bring it up, think about it. Maybe after the other talks we can talk about it. Have you liked the last year on Gopher? Do you like it, that what we are doing, what services are provided? Does it make sense to you? I think so. So the next people are talking about chicken. Now that I talked about food, you all the people are just talking about food. And chicken. Like people on the mailing list. I cancel you. ME cancels food. Yes. Yeah. How much... Photoshop is wishing that all RSS clients support Gopher. I hope all websites support RSS. You can't cancel chicken. As I didn't cancel chicken, I canceled food. So back to the questions, please. People, come back from the food. How much are you using Gopher web ratio per day? So this is like a simple ratio of saying how much web browser I open and how much can I do in a simple window on my plumber, which uses Gopher. So this is a simple ratio what you can easily improve, maybe using AI or using your human intelligence to optimize your Gopher day. So how much CO2 have you saved last year by using Gopher instead of other technologies? Think of these statistics of Google, where using Google is the electricity usage of one household. Think of that. Using Quarry or asking someone IRC is less than that. So, thank you very much for listening. I mean, people are not talking with someone else. Oh, there are already questions. I will answer the questions. Parasite is saying SVE doesn't support Gopher per se. It's using curl and hurl. That's right. But by using the Unix philosophy for fetching something, you can easily use Gopher for Gentoo packages, because Gentoo is also just using curl. We get wget and all of that. So when we get support into them, then everything supports Gopher. And people will have no problem in saying, oh, I can't use Gopher, you guys. Have you tried it, actually? No. Just throw it in. Oh, it works. So PushUp is proposing, what about a client that scans text for URLs, checks MIME type, and displays inline images? One of the biggest reasons I like HTML is inline images. PushUp, propose it to Gemini, and if it works. Problem is the display thing, that we have no text client. PushUp is saying that you have to learn Go and hardcode Gopher into it. PushUp, doesn't Perl support Gopher? Then Kiko is saying he's quite new to Gopher universe. He would like to reduce HTTP serving. Then Kiko, it's not that hard. Like, I will go back to the first ones. Let's see. Then Kiko, just use these services I'm now telling you: Gopherpedia, Editbox, DeLawn, Quarry. Just use them, or Gutenberg. And just by using them, you already reduce your daily usage much. Odin is saying that downloading images already hurts the environment. I guess ADC can make us some statistics on image download versus text on the sea level rise. So Portrip is saying Lagrange, that's a client with which supports Gemini and Gopher, does inline images. Yes, there are already image clients. There are graphical user interfaces for Gopher too. But my goal is to support more stuff. So you can use that. It's like Lynx. Lynx is just converting Gopher to HTML and watching it as HTML. Now I'm aware of Gopher. INJ is saying that with knowing Gopherpedia and the quarry, he's using more Gopher because he can find more cool content in an easy way. Portrip is using an RSS client in Go, but this can't be SFeed. SFeed is written in C. And why is Portrip not using an RSS client written in Perl? Big question mark. Then INJ is saying Idiotbox is also a winner. I hate YouTube. INJ, if you want to help, Evil Bob wrote a front end for Twitch, which is like Idiotbox, but hasn't converted it to Gopher yet. So then we have Twitch on Gopher 2. It's not that hard. Maybe Evil Bob can post the link to his Git repository. Then LinguNixTix is asking if there are any library catalogs on in Gopher Online. LinguNixTix, I don't know of any. But maybe the Gutenberg index easily shows you how to make one for your university library, because there should be some export format, some standardized one for libraries. Portrip likes inline hyperlinks, and he doesn't like abusing Gopher maps. No, Portrip, Gopher hyperlinks aren't misused. This is easy. The H type is for HTML. So it does return HTML. And in this HTML, which is interpreted by their client, is a redirect to an URI. Because the original Gopher client has some W type or some U type, which is directly links to URI. But sadly, the standard is now H and the selector starting with URL column. Joshua is saying Gutenberg has a huge amount of answers Google doesn't give you. That's right. Portrip is saying he wants to write a Perl client with a Perl haircut. Okay. Deniko is asking which clients are you recommended to try first. Denkiko sec is good. Then Lynx, of course. You can do it a command line. You can use click, which is in Lisp and has some unique feature of selecting links. The world is pretty, but just try it. Raku client instead. Well, this is something good. If you go to the Gemini website, just scroll down to implementations. There you have all kind of hipster languages. Like you have one client in Node.js and server in Node.js. Everything's there if you want to have fun, but then think of the waste of converting Gopher to some simple output. Click also does TLS. Yes, TLS is supported. Just Suck has it in a separate branch, but we will get Quink to accept it. Fetch is cool too, but Rust, yes, if you use Rust, you eat children too. Lagrange for GUI. Okay, so I think we're done now. So it's time for Parasite. Parasite, are you ready? Parasite, are you ready? One sec. Okay, I will go out and then it's your thing. Okay.